This recording, Hubei 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duck Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal would be suffering from a rare form of feet and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to struck around the office like lunatic, which made an sanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an old choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's owner back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered adder. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive at 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now, let me introduce my hometown, Shanfan, to you. My hometown is located in central China, in the northwest of Hubei province. Shanfan now changed its name to Xiangyang. My hometown has a long history. I love this historical city very much. Xiangyang is one of the beautiful cities in China. Welcome to my hometown. Well, I first began to learn English at the age of 10. I have learned English for such a long time, but I still have some problem in grammar learning. I hope I will improve my English someday, and I will spare no effort to learn English.
Kongzi, 论语, 学而第一, 子曰, 学而时习之, 不亦说乎? 有朋自远方来,不亦乐乎? 人不知而不愠,不亦君子乎? 为政第二,子曰, 师三百,一言以蔽之,曰思无邪? 子游问孝,子曰, 今之孝者,是为能养,至于犬马,皆能有养, 不敬何以别乎? 子曰, 视其所以,观其所由,察其所安, 人焉守哉? 人焉守哉?